السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. Today we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah from ayah number 21. And the lesson today is going to be until ayah number 26, inshallah. So we are going to start with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 21, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. قال ربي إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين.
So inshallah that is our lesson from ayah number 21 to ayah number 26. Today we are going to start off straight with the analysis of these verses. And again, like the last few classes, we are paying special attention to tafkhim and tarqiq. And we are going to touch upon a few of the rules that we have already covered as well, such as the rules of nun, sakin, and tanween, and the rules of the heavy letters and the mudud. So let's go ahead and start from ayah number 21. From the word ya qawmi. So ya, this is going to be a 2-count med. Qawmi, qaf, is going to be heavy. It is one of the letters that are permanently heavy. It is part of khussa, dakht, and gilf. So we are going to make sure that the mouth has a feeling of fullness when we say this letter. And then here, in the word udukhulu, dal is going to have qalqala. This means that there is a sukoon on the dal. And because it is part of the letters of kutub jad, we are going to give it just a little bit of a bounce. Ya qawmid. So here, give it a little bit of that bounce because there is a qalqala on there. Then we have kha. Kha is going to be heavy. It is part of the permanently heavy letters. So we are going to give this a feeling of fullness as well. This is a letter that is not considered amongst the heavier of the heavy letters. It is a little bit lighter compared to the other ones, but it is still heavy. So here we are going to make sure kha is heavy as well. Ya qawmid khulu. And then here al-arda. Ra is going to be heavy in this case. The reason for this is that we have a sukoon on the ra. And the letter before has a fatha. So we learned that if there is ra with a sukoon and the letter before has fatha, then that ra is also going to be heavy. So ra in this case is heavy. If you would like, you can put a small h underneath as a reminder that it is going to be either heavy or light. And when you look back on it, you can remember what the rule here was supposed to be. So again, just because there is a sukoon and the letter before has a fatha, it is going to be heavy. And then we have the letter lad, which is also permanently heavy, part of khusa daqtun kid. And then al-muqaddasa. Here, qaf is going to be heavy. Again, it is permanently heavy. And then dal and sin are both going to be light. So do make sure that that meme and the dal do not become heavy as well. Al-muqaddasa. So that is going to be light. And then there is a shadda on there, which is why there is a tendency for it to become a little bit heavier. But we are going to make sure that we keep that dal light. Al-muqaddasa. Al-muqaddasa. So dal is going to be light. Allati katab Allah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. This is because the letter before the name of Allah, which is the letter ba, has a fatha. So the name of Allah here is heavy. And the lam specifically is going to be heavy. Katab Allahu lakum wa la tartaddu. Ra in this case is heavy. It is that same rule we just covered in al-ard. Ra has a sukoon and the letter before has a fatha. So that ra is also going to be heavy. Ala adabarikum, ra is going to be light. Dal is going to have qalqala, it has that sukoon on top, and it is part of qutubjat. And then in the word ala, this is a 4-count mad. So we see that there is that squiggly line. So this is going to be a 4-count mad. Adabarikum fatanqalibu. And then here, noon sakin is going to be ikhfa. And because in ikhfa, we are supposed to hide it in the makhraj of the next letter. And because the next letter is a heavy letter, that ikhfa is going to be heavy as well. فَتَنْقَلِبُ. So this ikhfa will be heavy, and the letter qaf will be heavy as well because it is permanently heavy. So the heaviness of the qaf is going to make that noon sakin heavy as well. فَتَنْقَلِبُ. خَاسِرِين. خَا is going to be a heavy letter. And then this is a 2-count mad. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. And anytime we have ra with a kasra, it is going to be light. Okay? خَاسِرِين. And then we end here on a 4-count mad. قَالُ. قَاف is going to be heavy. It is permanently heavy sound. يَا مُوسَى. يَا is going to be 2 counts. مُو is going to be 2 counts. سَى is going to be 4 counts. Inna fiha qawman, qaf is going to be heavy. Jabbarina, ra is going to be light. Wa inna lan nadkhulaha, then here dal is going to have qalqala. Kha is going to be heavy. Hatta yakhruju, kha is going to be heavy, and then we rest here as well. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma. Minha. And then here, noon is going to have a tawassut. فَإِن يَخْرُجُوا. This is going to be idgham. We are going to merge that noon second with the ya. خَا is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma. مِنْهَا. Again, noon has tawassut, so just rest on this for a little bit. فَإِنَّا. This is a 2-count mad. دَاخِلُونَ. خَا is going to be heavy. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because there is a fatha on top. And then in قَالَ as well, قَاف is heavy because it is a permanently heavy sound. مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ. خَا is going to be heavy. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ. Noon is going to have tawassut, so we're just going to rest on this noon. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. عَلَيْهِ مَدْخُلُ. خَا is going to be heavy. عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ. Then here, kha is going to be heavy, lam is light, and it has the wasut on it. فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ. Ghain is going to be heavy. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here in this case is heavy, because the name of Allah, the letter before, has a fatha. فَتَوَكَّلُوا. This is a 4-count mad. إِن كُنْتُمْ. This is going to be ikhfa. كُنْتُمْ is also ikhfa. مُؤْمِنِينَ. Then hamza here is going to have jahr. So make sure that you do give it a little bit of that jerkiness when you stop on this letter with sukoon. مؤمنين. And then here this is going to be a 4-count mad. قالوا. قاف is going to be heavy. يا موسى. يا is a 2-count mad. مو is a 2-count mad. سا is going to be a 4-count mad. إنا لن ندخلها. دال is going to have قلقلة, so we're just going to bounce on this for a little bit. خلها. خا is going to be heavy, and then ها is going to be a 4-count mad. أبدا ما داموا فيها. And then here, abadamma, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. So we are going to merge these together. So there is a tanween. And then after the tanween is one of the letters of idgham, which is yarmalun. So here we have meem. And meem is part of yanmu, which is those letters that have ghunna with it. So we have abadamma, merge them together. Da mu fiha, da is a two-count mad. Mu is a two-count mad. Fi is a two-count mad. Ha is a two-count mad. Fadhab, thal is going to have a little bit of rekhawa, so just rest on this letter for a little bit. Make sure that you are not bringing this up into your teeth. So when we say the letter thal, your tongue should be in between your teeth. If you use your teeth, it will begin to sound like a Z sound. So we are not saying fazhab, we are saying fadhab. So thal should be coming with the tongue between the teeth. If we do not have the tongue between the teeth, it is possible that it begins to sound like a Z, and we don't want to do that. So we are not saying fazhab, we are saying fadhab. And then here, ba has qalqala. It is part of qutub jad and it has a sukun, so we are going to bounce that just a little bit. Anta wa rabbuka, ra here is going to be heavy. Faqatila, qaf is going to be heavy. This is a two-count med. La is going to be a four-count med. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Inna, this is a two-count med. Ha, huna, ha is a two-count med. Huna is a two-count med. And then qa'idun, qa is going to be a two-count mad as well. Qaf is heavy. And then do make sure that anytime we have all of these mudud, two-count or four-count, we are reading them the proper count. So here, faqatila inna hahuna. So do make sure that you are reading all of them with a proper two-count mad. Ayah 25, qala, qaf is going to be heavy. Make sure you say this letter heavy. Rabbi, ra is also heavy in this case because ra has a fatha. Rabbi inni. And then here we are going to give a little bit of ghunna on the noon because it has a shadda. La, this is a four count mad. Amliku illa nafsi. Fa is going to have a safir for the scene here. And then fa is, you're just going to rest on it for hams. Nafsi wa akhi, kha is going to be heavy. Hamza here is light. So do make sure that hamza remains light and that kha is heavy. Fathruq, fa again is going to have hams. So just rest on this for a little bit and allow that sound to kind of pass through. Fathruq, ra is going to be heavy. Qaf is going to be heavy as well. And then qaf also has a qalqala. So ra here is heavy because it has a dhamma. Bainana wa bainal qawmi. Qaf is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Al-fasiqeen. Qaf is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a four count med. Qala. Qaf is going to be heavy. Fa innaha. Then here, this is a two-count med. Muharramatun, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Alayhim. Here we see that there are three dots. So we have one on alayhim, there are three dots. And then after arba'ina sana, there are another three dots. So the ruling for this is that you are supposed to stop on only one of these, okay? So you have to stop on one of these. Now you have the choice, okay? If you would like, you can stop on the first one. Or if you like, you can stop on the second one. But what you cannot do is stop on both of them. You have to stop on only one, okay? So you can't stop on both of them and you can't stop on neither of them. You have to pick one. And then you have to stop on one. The very cool thing about this rule is that depending on which one you stop on or which word you stop on, you can change the meaning of the translation. So here specifically, it is talking about the Bani Israel after they were exiled into the desert. And it was said that they were roaming this desert for 40 years. Okay, so the translation here is قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. So Allah said that this land that Allah told them to go to has been made haram upon them. Muharrama, it is made prohibited for them. Arba'ina sana, for 40 years. Yatihuna fil ard, they will wander the earth. So this is the translation of the sentence. Now, depending on where you stop, you can change the meaning of the sentence. So if I stop on the first one, قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah said, indeed, this land has become prohibited for them. أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They will wander the earth for 40 years. So now, 40 سنة, the 40 years, has been put on them wandering the earth. So they will wander the earth for 40 years. And this is because I stopped on the first one. Now, if I stop on the second one, this will also change the meaning. قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سنة. Allah said, this land has been made prohibited for them for 40 years. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, they will wander the earth. So now this 40 سنة, this 40 years, has been put into the first part of the sentence. So now we are saying that this land has been prohibited for them for 40 years. So for 40 years, this land is prohibited. So that is the second meaning. So the first one, we said that they will wander the earth for 40 years. And the second one, if we decide to stop on the second three dots, then for this one, we are saying that this land has been made prohibited for them for 40 years. So depending on which one you stop on, it is going to change the meaning of the sentence that you are saying. So this is a very cool rule. You can kind of decide which one to choose. And depending on which one you stop on, you can alter the meaning or the translation. This type of stop is known as a ma'anika, by the way. So it is known as ma'anika. This is when there are those three dots. And ma'anika basically means a hugging, because these three dots are usually paired and placed near each other. So it's kind of like the three dots are compacted tightly together, which is why it is called ma'anika. And then this stop here is going to be the waqf of ma'anika. So because of these three dots, you are stopping here. So just again, one more time, you can pick one. You have to stop on one. You do not have the choice of skipping these. You have to stop on one, but you are allowed to pick which one. Okay, so you can stop at either the first one or you can stop on the second one. You cannot stop on both and you cannot stop on neither of them. You have to pick one. Looking at the tajweed from the beginning of this verse, qala, here again, qaf is heavy. فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ, ra here is going to be heavy. عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ, ra is going to be heavy. أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُن, this is going to be a idgham with ghunna. We are merging them together. I see that there is that sign of tanween and the next letter is a ya. So I will merge this and then bring it up into the nose. يَتِيهُنَ, ti is going to be a two count med. Who is going to be a two count mad? Fil ard, ra is going to be heavy. Dad is going to be heavy. Fala ta'sa, hamza is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness when it comes to the letter of the throat. So do make sure that you are giving it that correct sharpness. Ta'sa, ala al-qawm, qaf here is going to be heavy. It is one of those letters that are permanently heavy. Al-qawm al-fasiqeen, and then here, qaf is going to be heavy because it is one of those letters that are permanently heavy. Fa is a two-count med, and then here we end on a four-count med. So, alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 21 to ayah number 26 of Surah Ma'idah. Inshallah, we will stop here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. I do hope that after going through the lessons and focusing on the heavy letters, we are able to pick up a little bit more on which letters are meant to be heavy and which are light. And even for the rules of Ra, you see that in most cases, it does have either a Fatha Dhamma or a Kasra. And in those cases, it is very, very easy to know which one to say. So if you have a Fatha or a Dhamma, you know it is going to be heavy. If it has a Kasra, you know it is going to be light. And the one other case that we see most often is like in the word Al-Ard, Ra has a sukun and the letter before has fatha. So both of these cases are very simple. And after a while, you see that these letters start repeating a lot. Okay, you'll see the word Al-Ard repeats so much. So you are going to be able to know that anytime this word comes, it is always going to be heavy. So just like this, when you start writing down and noting in which places or in which words this letter is heavy or light, then it does make it easier for you going forward, because then you know that I've already read this word and in that word it was heavy. So the same way that it was heavy then, it is going to be heavy now. So it does help to kind of just go through and to analyze the verses, to find the heavy letters, and then writing down in your book as well, even if it is a very small H or a very small L, that also does help you in the long run, because you can go back and you can recognize these patterns, and then it does help you when you're reading later on as well. So we will stop here now for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته